Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're examining the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending March 12th, 2016. Spring is quickly replacing winter here in lovely Washington, D.C., but the chart apparently didn't get the memo because absolutely nothing changes. We'll open in fifth place where Flo Rida holds with My House. Remember when Flo introduced the world to an up-and-coming pop star named Kesha? If you've forgotten, hang on.
Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, play that music too loud. Show me what you do now, we don't have to go out.
Flo Rida spends another week in fifth place with My House. This guy has enjoyed a nearly uninterrupted 9-year streak of hits, among them a song featuring a then unknown singer named Kesha. In 2008, she performed uncredited backing vocals on the track Right Round. Kesha appeared at the behest of producer Dr. Luke, whom she's currently battling in court. Up in fourth place, Justin Bieber gets comfortable with Sorry. While not moving in the charts, Justin sure getting busy on the road. Hold on for more.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Settles into fourth place with his former champ, Sorry. On March 9th, Justin kicked off his world tour in Seattle, Washington. He's in North America through mid-July. After that, it's on to Europe. Right now, he's booked through late November with no Australian or Asian dates yet posted. As for 21 Pilots, their global takeover is currently in full swing. We'll break out the map after Stressed Out.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
21 Pilots spends another week in third place with its double platinum hit Stressed Out. Fresh from selling out venues in the United Kingdom, the Ohio duo is currently in Japan. Next week, Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn visit festivals in Brazil, Argentina, and Chile before hitting Canada. And then it's on to New Zealand and Australia. All told, these guys are on tour right through late August. Well, last week, Justin Bieber got dethroned in second place with Love Yourself. This week, you guessed it. Hello again, Justin.
'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Justin Bieber holds in second place with Love Yourself, a song he co-wrote with Ed Sheeran. Last month, they both earned their first career Grammy Awards. Justin got Best Dance Recording for Where Are You Now, while Ed grabbed Song of the Year and Best Pop Solo Performance, both for Thinking Out Loud. Well, between them, Drake and Rihanna have 9 Grammy wins, along with the singles title for a second week with Work.
Just sit back and watch me work, 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 daddy. Watch me roll out.
Rihanna and Drake share the Hot 100 championship for a second week with Work. Drake continues to tease us with hints about his upcoming album, Views from the Six. His friend and producer, Noah Shabib, says we're getting very, very close, with conventional wisdom dictating an April release. The two have reportedly been feverishly working for the past month. A lot can happen in 1 week, so don't forget to swing by in 7 days to check out the new lineup. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.